This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Megan Lynch, and this is Total Information AM here on KMOX. Missouri's seasonal fireworks stands have been hopping this week. Missouri Net's Elisa Nelson chats with State Representative Tim Taylor, who co-sponsored a bill that's set to tweak Missouri's fireworks regulations next year.
Really, it's updating something in statute that hasn't been updated in a couple of decades, and that's the fireworks statutes, or all those things that pertain to fireworks. A lot changed in 20 years. Different products are coming online or available, what things are called. It all had to be updated. It just was, and much of our statutes are that way. They're just, they haven't been updated in a long time. So this really does. And listen, this was a group effort between distributors, wholesalers, retailers, and the Fire Marshals Division, Public Safety. They've been working for 3 years on this bill and the language that it contains. So we worked diligently over the last couple of years to really hammer out the details. It really was bipartisan, as far as bipartisan with a community that deals with fireworks. Fireworks are a big thing for Missourians. We spend more per capita in Missouri than any other state in the union. So we really, really do enjoy our fireworks. And it was important for me and for the senator to not limit in any way that which we enjoy in Missouri. So the folks out there won't see any changes on what they can buy on the shelf. None of that was affected. So we're still going to have a really good fireworks availability, and hopefully it'll be a good 4th of July.
Okay, I was wondering, if there were any fireworks that were banned as a result of this.
No, that's true. So the fireworks are classified with different, they're classified differently, and it goes from the consumer fireworks that we're all accustomed to and several stages up to the professional-grade fireworks. There's nothing that got banned or to anything like that. This bill helped define for the Marshal's Office and also for those who do the commercial fireworks displays a certification process, a certification level. It brought us up to date with some of the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Agency's rules and regulations that pertain to fireworks. So it's just as much of anything, it was a clarifying bill that really made it easier for everyone to understand and to be able to comply. There was one thing that comes to mind. If someone had a fireworks stand, let's say they owned 5 stands under one license, and somebody at the one particular stand was intoxicated and selling fireworks, which is against the law, that person would lose their license, and all of 5 of those stands would be affected. This clarified that so that only that one particular stand and that individual who was intoxicated, as the example showed, was affected, and not the other stands that weren't a problem. So things like that, it helped clarify.
Does it impact, let's say, fireworks being shipped from outside the U.S. at all?
I don't believe it does. To what I recall, I don't think it affected any of that to be able to bring those products into the, again, this was, you know, the wholesalers were right at the table when this was being worked on and drafted. So they had their voice in there, and there was nothing. No, there are many, many more things that are affecting shipping of fireworks into the state than this legislation. So, no, we didn't affect that in any way, shape, or form. You know, there are some fireworks that are illegal for, you know, the general consumer. So this does define that, what, you know, those I'll call them high-powered fireworks that are illegal for general consumers to have. So it did speak to that because there was a concern, and there is a concern with the fire marshal's office, and even the wholesalers and retailers, they want to be good stewards, and they want to sell good products, and they don't want people to get the stuff that they're not supposed to. Because if you have one incident, for instance, the explosion that happened in Honolulu back at the end of the year, I think it was December 31st, they had a huge explosion in a community, and it killed several people, and that was all illegal stuff. So our folks here who deal in fireworks, they want to be good stewards, they want to be good business people, and so, you know, they all work together and make sure that those things aren't available to people who shouldn't have them.
Are there differences in any of these fees?
There was an increase in fees. Again, they hadn't been updated. You know, the fees hadn't increased in many, many, many years. So yes, there was a fee increase. And I don't have the legislation in front of me, but it's parceled out in where it goes through the public safety, through the fire marshal's office. A very good portion of that money ends up coming back to the training budget. So that firefighters can be trained. You know, 4th of July is, we do see an increase in fires. Accidents happen. A good portion of that funding goes back to the local communities and their fire departments for training.
And again, that is Missouri Net's Alisa Nelson with State Representative Tim Taylor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.